The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 28th of December, 2022. And welcome to the last on-the-clock Guardian Radio AM mashup for the year 2022. I hope you guys are having a great morning. Producer, I don't know if you could play any music, but give him a signal if you could play any of those two songs. Well, today, we intend, and throughout the 2 hours, to talk about the top stories of 2022. And so let's start off the show with a shout out to Androsia Muffin Fernanda for leading one family to the win. Because why? Girls, we run this. I mean, one family, you run it too, you know. You run it too, you know. Junkanooers, you run it too, you know. But a special, special congratulations and shout out to one family under the lead of Androsia Muffin Fernanda. On behalf of all of the women's dem, on behalf of the Methuselahs, on behalf of Maureen Duvalier, Calypso Mama, who led the first group of women formally onto Bay in 1943, we say congratulations. As the Saxons in the spirit telling you, y'all did well. Congratulations. I think Junkanoo may be one of the top stories for the year. It's taken us so long to get back on Bay. And for me, the question is, were they giving Junkanoo is the most important cultural element of the Bahamian experience? Were they giving Bay is in us and we are on Bay energy? Were they giving Junkanoo is the greatest show on earth energy? That's the question that I have. They've been down for 2 years. They charm us. They charm us. They tease us. They row us. They tell us, mind our business. We ain't no real Junkanooers. The question is, did they bring the greatest show on earth to Bay 2022? So I think we, gentlemen, joining me, Mr. C.A. Newry from Guardian Radio AM in the morning.
Good morning this morning. It's always good to join you, Aaron, on this mashup, mashdown Wednesday. I know you have a list of exciting topics to talk about, and I see Junkanoo is leading the charge. Yeah. And I see already we're getting some phone calls, but I'm prepared to discuss whatever you put forth to me, and I'm excited to be here.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Ian Munnings. I hear you's a valley. Condolences.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this, like I said, somebody came out first, and the first letter of the alphabet that they used was S. But we didn't see anything but one bird. It wasn't a chick-chatty birdie, by the way. It was something else.
I find it strange that a valley would talk about other group. Talk about your own group.
You see what I
said? Just talk about your own group.
Boy, look here.
We beat those persons there with the S. Yeah, okay. With the bird. The fella with the big bird.
Y'all ain't win.
We beat the fella with the big bird.
All that bragging Valley was doing in Valley ain't win.
But you already know the New Year's is Valley.
Valley was going to win.
All
but they lose.
But you know the New Year's is always Valley. I don't feel so. I don't feel bad that Valley should not talk. Because one family performed at the highest level.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
They did.
Aaron. If your group didn't win, you shouldn't talk today. So let's stick with that. No one who group didn't win today should talk
about it. Well, Eric group didn't win.
See, that's therefore let me talk.
That was the one that burned.
let me talk.
Family?
I live Warriors.
That's why you ain't tell me.
Six-pack Warriors. Anyway.
I digress.
Go ahead.
Anyway, we say thank you to the Valley for coming back on Bay.
And not winning.
And I mean, thank you for just coming and trying your hardest.
And fighting hard for second and third place.
Yeah.
But right. You know, we always give somebody something. We have to give you something. You
give one family that day.
You show up the New Year's.
One family in Richmond.
No. One family was electrified. Okay. No, I must say. I saw Wakanda on Bay Street.
No. Let's separate that.
Look here. What a theme. Let's go to this call. And good morning, caller.
Quality day, this is talking about along with you and your panel, Aaron Crane.
Good morning, Bremen. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Well, thank God for what it is, in spite of.
Yes.
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, sir.
But what I would have your audience to know, as a family, will tell you that, will tell you this, the family drunken people will tell you that. This is what I'm going to say.
Yes, sir.
They are the grandchildren of the Saxon superstars.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's nice to know our grandchildren
are doing well in life.
Amen for that.
Yes, sir. I'm going to etch it in stone, Bremen. The one Bremen tell me that one family are the descendants of the greatest Saxon superstars. And for that, we are grateful in their growth and brilliance. See that? See that, Ian? Anyway, look here, before we go, shout out not only to Androsia, Muffin, Fernanda, and one family, to the music makers on their return. I think they missed the 2019 New Year's Day parade. So, Valley, we wasn't missing y'all as much as we was missing the music makers, and what a show they had. Even though they came in sixth, we were just glad to see you back. The Saxons in the Valley, like they won, carry, like they won win everything. Like Junkanoo belonged to them and can't be nothing without them. We also have to say congratulations to Colors in the B division for winning the B group. And I think the Fancy Dancers came second in the B division. Shout out to the Immortals. Shout out to the Chosen Ones.
Genesis.
Of course, shout out to Genesis.
They were beautiful.
Yeah, man. They came in third, right?
They were beautiful. I must give
And I think there's some tension of whether the Valley should have taken second place from Genesis. But it looks like the Valley got Best Free Dance. They won Shirley Street. They won Best Banner. They won Best Step Down. They won Best Lead Costume. And I guess they won Best Prodigal Son. No, wait, Prodigal Sons is their own group. Anyway, they back. And we are happy for them. Shout out to Bay Street Garage. The team from Bay Street Garage that had a beautiful piece on Bay Street this year. And shout out to Phil Davis Jr., a regular contributor on the Clock, for his eighth place win in the off-the-shoulder position. But you can't say that. You can't say second place win. Okay, Ian? Can't say that, but I could say
only one going to know is either you finish first and after just loser.
Yeah, but for off the costume,
Phil is a good guy, but eighth place is going to win.
Off the shoulder, that's a win.
Eighth place win,
and the piece was Lionfish.
The person is either you win,
listen to me,
or you did not win.
There was a piece from a I don't know who the guy is, but he from Genesis.
Yeah,
he had this teddy bear costume. I don't know if you saw it. It had like an ABC and 1, 2, 3.
Okay, like a kid's theme.
That was, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful pieces I've seen.
What percentage of the piece was crepe paper?
Oh, I don't know, but it was beautiful.
But you can't tell me.
I'll show it to you, Aaron. I can make
an assessment in the break, because, see, for me, when we're judging these things to be beautiful, right, you still have to fit within the parameters of the... I'm having a difficult time saying it. Competition. And the parameters of the culture. I think the culture more important than the competition, but that's just me. Right? And I want to know, like, one family, the theme. I love the theme. But the question is, in all of that beauty, what percentage of your costume was crepe paper? Now, I could understand that they fit within the competition parameters, right? But I got a different parameter. These costumes supposed to be primarily crepe paper or fringe?
I
Voices cloth.
I see.
And plastic.
I see Kermit say only 75%. And I don't know how, I don't have the junk new rules.
Yeah.
Here,
but no, Kermit, I'm not a junk newer. Kermit definitely would
know. I'm not a junk newer. I'm a person who says, after the parade is finished, I say, my congratulations, I move on. I'm on the New Year's Day parade now. Uh-huh. And any critical analysis of the parade itself. And even though we express in the congratulatory of this one won, yeah, and this one, that didn't finish with. Now, if was there you, any issue?
Oh yeah, let's
for
go.
The parade. And I prepared. No, I know you adding up.
Yeah,
I
just trying to be nice.
I'm trying to prod you to get
to
I want to talk about.
I like that because it's plenty issues. But listen, I got a text here that says, "Aaron, the only thing I would like to thank the Valley Boys for is not quitting after they didn't win again."
I thought he would have quit again. Yeah. I'm sincerely thought. I mean, throwing shade. I thought Valley would say, I ain't coming back to Bay no more.
What?
Because they cheat. But that's just how they are. They quit.
No. Valley's not quitters. We like things to be conducted a certain way. And if they don't conduct it a certain way, we're going to speak out.
Yeah, speak
like
out.
Like you said, we were one of the grandfathers of this music.
Well, listen, what I really want to know is, right? So it appears nobody could run a junk new group off of Bay. They just can't get judged for points, right? Would Valley Boys compete for free? Like, would they just rush without the points, without the competition? That's what
will they bill a costume, you mean? They might could rush, because they have a lot of people's rush.
Right,
we have
right.
scores of people's rush right, that happens, right? With no off-the-shoulder piece, no fringe costume. They buy cloth.
Yeah.
Now, I see there is debate on whether Junkanoo should change, particularly for the New Year's Day event. Again, we always have this, every Christmas we have that debate and lean into New Year's Day. And the question is, without the competitory section or segment of Junkanoo, would Junkanoo groups come out in force? Or just everybody join?
Right. Without the competition, would they come?
Yeah.
And I see the tension between the commercialization of Junkanoo mm-hmm. by Junkanooers and government, and the gentrification of Junkanoo by the political class, the upper middle class, and the government and hotels, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a massive tension that we need to deal with.
Yeah.
That's a massive tension. Because a people's rush...
It's worth the debate.
What is a people's rush? And will the people's rush take us back to a more authentic form of Junkanoo, right?
So let's give 5 minutes for that. Let's give 5 minutes to discuss that, right? And I want you to define what you call authentic Junkanoo, so I can comment to what you say.
All right. So I think that for the culture, mm-hmm. right, for history, that we need to preserve an authentic practice of Junkanoo. We need to go back as far back as practical, right? And whether it's rushing with sponge and shells and things from the environment, whether it's rushing with rags and newspapers and scrap, like scrap cardboard, we need to go back to that original pre-horns.
So engaging you, you're saying that there needs to be a segment where it has a traditional or authentic Bohemian Junkanoo concept.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Right.
Does that have to be at the Junkanoo Parade, or does that just have to be in general?
Well, I think it needs to be at the Junkanoo Parade.
Remember,
not
we had a debate.
It could be in between Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be, we don't have to take the Junkanoo Parade and make it this authentic expression.
Okay.
But I think that it should be in between.
And what do you mean by in between? Because words confusing me.
So we pick a day in between Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
So we now have a third Junkanoo Day.
Yes.
But we already have 12 different Junkanoo dates now.
So?
So you want to have an extra one. So why do we have to be between in the Junkanoo when people are still busy trying to prep? Why not have it in June?
Because it isn't necessarily for the people who want to rush competitively. Now, August is great for emancipation.
Okay.
Right? January is great for Majority Rule Day. October is good for National Heroes Day.
So all these other days could be what you're talking about.
They could be.
But not.
Right?
So let's leave. Okay, but let's conclude that December 26th and New Year's Eve Day alone and don't add that aspect.
Right. That's one element. But if we're talking about taking one of those days and turning it into a people's rush, we'll take one of those days and turn it into an authentic rush, because you already have people's rush.
And let's talk about this January, because everyone is talking about, let's change January's box, competitive junk canoe, to a people's rush.
Yeah.
But we already have 3, 4, 5 different people's rush.
I ain't talking about a people's rush. So I agree with you there. We don't need to turn it into what we are already doing. Right?
So you want to turn into what?
I want to turn it into a historic cultural experience, not a contemporary commercial experience.
And Junkanoo and June can't do that?
No.
And they have a Junkanoo festival. Can they do that?
Already co-opted, commercialized, not for this purpose. Now, it's possible that one of those, that it should be able to sit in a festival, but I don't think any of the festivals constructed so far have been constructed with that in mind. The whole purpose of these festivals is to gentrify Junkanoo.
And what if we change this New Year's Day Junkanoo to a people's rush where there's no groups? Just take all the groups all together, right? And say, man, just come and rush, right? Doesn't that change the whole aspect of group competition?
Well, I mean, I think that's the purpose. That's the intention.
So no longer Saxons, no longer...
Right, that's the intention of the people's rush, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying, if you're going to do that, first of all, if you're going to do a people's rush, you have to be very intentional to make it non-partisan, right? Non-political, non-group-centered. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of cultural shift. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of commitment and sacrifice from groups, from Junkanoo stakeholders, to make themselves available, but not under the banner of their group. It can't be without the Saxons, we couldn't do this.
But the thing, Aaron, is with my experience about Junkanoo or being around the elements of Junkanoo, I've seen one fashion to be a fact in that, is that the Junkanooers and the ones that hit Bay Street, they pride themselves in the festive cultural expressions that they do. At the same time, that Junkanoo, what we know as Junkanoo, unites them, whether you're a Saxon Valley roots, whatever it is. And there are times when they got together and they perform or do performances, eight to the hotels, right, et cetera.
But we're talking about New Year's Day and Boxing Day.
No, I think that the Boxing Day, New Year's Day is a traditional way of how we celebrate our Junkanoo. And when you get into the nitty-gritty and start to get the politics in it, I think you start to change the dynamics of what it is. I don't think you need to do that.
We have short memories, right? And we think that everything that we remember is how it's always been.
Yeah. But that's
and
the way it is.
No, that's the way it is to you.
No, if Grammy baked a certain way, I'm expecting that it reminds me of who she is, the embodiment of that.
And that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying you only want to remember your Grammy. I want us to remember our great, great, great Grammy. That's what it is.
I see we have another call here. Producer Patrick, call it through, and so I can row Aaron some more. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear us?
Good morning. Pleasant day.
Pleasant
good morning,
day.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, thank you. When I was seeing all those Saxon flags around the place, I was really expecting Saxon to come out on top. But I'm happy to hear that, I'm informed that one family is the great-grandchild or the grandchild of Saxon.
Yes.
But my contribution here is about the postponement of Junkanoo.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to incorporate perhaps more plastic that can weather the storm. Because especially on New Year Junkanoo, when we only have one day, there's no room. There's no room for postponement.
Sir, that's a sensible suggestion, right? Like, if you're going to spend all of this money, time and energy, and given the logistics involved, you got to make sure that Bay is accessible, whether it's raining or not. People have costumes and pieces that are prepared to go on Bay in the rain, in the drizzle. I agree with you. That's why I'm saying let's go back to the real authentic, right? As opposed to putting more plastic in it. Let's go back to a costume and piece construction where we don't care about the rain. Where we can rush no matter what.
And in that vein, I wouldn't like it to be just put at the side or in between. It should be on the main parade. I don't think it's, I think it will be minimizing the real authentic Bahamian drunk canoe towards the more commercialized drunk canoe.
And I'm willing to sell it to the Ministry of Tourism as
Thank you very much, Carl.
You got Welcome. 3 days now. You got 3 days to sell.
I am still concerned about this word, authentic junk canoe and traditional junk canoe, right? Because I think junk canoe right now is authentic.
Is
they
it?
Just have morphed into something that 400 years, let's say 400 years, 100 years ago, it's no longer that. You know, and I think that we are diminishing where it has morphed into.
That's fine.
That's the transition. We're
diminishing its roots and its origin if we don't find a way, not just to write a book and take two pictures and put the pictures in the book, but a real practice. You can only preserve it through actual practice. Putting it in a museum ain't going to do that.
And not meaning the pivot.
I know you have
so much things.
Yeah, man.
But I can try and control your part of the show. Like, what Sparky say?
Aaron, I talk.
Anyway,
look here.
I want to talk.
The difference between a dictator and a secretary.
There's a mash down where the way.
I want to talk about a live BTC, right? Mm-hmm. And mind you, I've got to be cautious.
Hold on. Broadcasting Corporation, that too.
ZNS too. Yeah. Live BTC, yes, forgive me, correct me. Time for correcting me. It's actually a live ZNS, right? Debate. And I'm going to be careful with my words because I'm not sure who's the sponsor or whatever it is, but the conversation is warranted. Apparently, I saw a letter by the chairman of the ZNS, the Broadcasting Corporation. And who happens to be
His Excellency Paiswell Ford.
And basically accusing Alive for infringement because they blocked out their broadband broadcasting.
Yeah, and then tell
version.
Them go watch it on cable.
And it's then apparent. Tell them go watch it on cable television. Now, this is my concern. As a national event, should one entity control the broadcasting of it? And if I am a sponsor, a title sponsor, does that give me any liberties to control the event? Because if I spend my money, that's me. If I spend my money, the thousands of dollars, $1 million plus, to say I have the label, the title of it, surely I should be able to control the broadcasting of it. And then by extent, people have been saying that junk canoe, especially particular New Year's Day junk canoe, is not watched or people are not going to see it because they now have option of being able to see it free on TV.
On what? First of all, free how?
Free if you have cable television or on
if
ZNS.
You have to pay for cable.
Or ZNS.
I mean, if you have rabbit ears.
Yeah.
So I have a problem.
But all TV come with rabbit ears, eh?
It used to, but I have a problem
because you have cable,
with
you don't know no more.
A broadcaster.
Go ahead.
Having sole rights to broadcast, but they can't cover the archipelago. One of the criteria for broadcast rights should be that you could cover the archipelago. I mean, that's a given. The second thing...
Are we talking about ZNS or are we talking about...
It doesn't matter who it is. Whoever you is. Like, one of them covers the archipelago as best as it can, and one of them said that they would cover the archipelago as best as they can, and I don't think they have tried.
But only the sun covers the Bahamas. Better.
And what? Only the sun and what covers the Bahamas better than ZNS? I also have a concern. Should the title sponsor also manage the ticket sales and then also have broadcasting rights? Right? Like, perhaps there are issues that will arise as we go forward. Like, those are important things. Then we have this big question of the tickets. Remember, for a couple of weeks, I think for 2.5 weeks or maybe a week and a half, I was saying that people are saying that the Boxing Day tickets are sold out. And I asked, well, who bought all the tickets?
Well, people buying the tickets.
Say
people are buying the tickets.
I like how you're spooled over this debate about Alive and ZNS, but okay.
We heard somewhere in between said somebody screamed IRCA. I don't know.
No. Definitely broadcasting. It's controlled by IRCA, and I assume that IRCA will release a statement soon as to if the Alive Cable Bahamas has the right to control it. So we'll know soon.
But ZNS is considered to be the national.
But I'm not
broadcasting.
But yeah. No. But then your title sponsor and IRCA regulate all of them.
Yeah.
So my thing is, for national event. I'm not sure if it's, is it a national event. Chonkin a national event?
It is a national event.
No, no, you call it a national event. National event means it's put on by the government. Did government put on Chonkin?
The government manages parades, but they don't mean, remember, we discussed who owned Junkanoo.
Beyond the managing, the bleachers that are placed downtown, who covers
JCN?
The bleachers?
The JP, what is the name?
Who covers the bleachers? Who pays for the bleachers?
JCNP.
They pay for the bleachers? Yep. Well, who pays for the right to be downtown?
We all have access to the right to be downtown. See, this is where the debate and conversation needs to go, because we're still trying to... I asked the question last time we were here.
Yeah.
Who first owns Junkanoo or Junkanoo Parade? Right? And we know that the JCNP and the JN... what are the next group? It's two of them Junkanoo.
No.
One manages the parade.
The JCNP is the Junkanoo Corporation New Providence.
Okay, what's that?
The BNJC, that's the Bahamas National Junkanoo Committee. That's a government body. They make decisions. JCNP manages the
parade. The parade. I'm still trying to get the right verbiage, so I want you to guide me.
Yeah, so first of all, right? Nobody could own Junkanoo.
So nobody owns Junkanoo, right? Right. And so it cannot be called a national event. It's not even a national... Is it a national parade?
I think it's a national parade.
It was a parade that everyone's... What, the one in Grand Bahama is not a national parade?
That's a national parade, too.
How much national parades can we have? You can only be one national one.
No. We could have a multitude of national parades.
And by national, wouldn't that mean that the government is paying for the whole thing?
They are subsidizing
it. But that's what I'm saying. You subsidize our park. But I know national park. I talk about the Foxham. But I try.
That's a national park. You can't stop me from going on that park.
No. It's a national park. The carnival couldn't be in there.
You can't stop me.
It isn't big enough.
You can't stop me from going on
all of this. All of this has to be declared and properly defined. As we have this discussion as to who has the right to broadcast,
so you're saying it should be better outlined.
Yes, and moving forward.
Oh, and there's another question.
If Zedness decide to make their broadcasting, Zedness or Cable Bahamas pay per view, can we object and say, "Man, that's a national event. You can't do pay per view anymore." So,
in fact, they shouldn't be charging. They shouldn't charge tickets for anything outside of Rawson Square.
What?
They shouldn't charge money.
They shouldn't provide seating. Okay.
No, I didn't say they shouldn't provide seating. I said they shouldn't provide...
Who provides seating? Who provides seating in this
place? But look here, you know, we're talking top stories of 2022. You taking me back to no wisdom time.
Because the government should own them seats by now, eh?
She does indicate.
Why are we still renting the seats?
She does indicate it to you something.
I ain't tell you nothing, buddy. I just say it to you.
But why? On the real note.
Valley Boy.
Yes. I don't know why Valley Boy is still talking.
We know the wisdom just now.
Anyway. But why are we still renting seats?
What I want to know is why...
For a national event.
That's what I want to know. Why are we still renting... what they call? Bleachers?
The bleachers. And Edward Thorne.
After... The Neville Wisdom administration.
Edward Thorne.
Where we had the issue with who owned the bleachers. Second of all, if you've made sports tourism a major platform of your tourism industry, why you don't have bleachers for Junkanoo? If Junkanoo is the number one sport in the country, that's the number one cultural expression, what you mean? And if you don't own the bleachers, how you could leave them up in town for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks before the parade? A week in the middle of the two parades, and how long it could take you to take down the bleachers. We paying to rent them all that time? I paying to rent bleachers for tourists to sit on and use Wi-Fi?
But the thing is, Aaron, is at Edward Thorne. See, these are the outlines I think CA was discussing in terms of letting the public have an understanding of what is what, rather than just going off a notion of what we don't know.
Listen, you know what? Mr. Nuri, hurry up so I don't row this man.
In reality.
We would know it if the Junkanoo Committee would talk to the public. If they would stop acting like they are mafia and they own everything to do with Junkanoo and they can't talk to the public. See, you know why this got to be one of the top stories? Because Junkanoo can go the same way of the unions.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about that too.
No, it can go the same way of the unions.
Defunct.
Everybody in a position of power uses their position to machinate with the government until they destroy the thing that they're supposed to be taking care of. That's what they're doing to Junkanoo. That's what they've done to the unions and the Bahamian Waker. And that's what they'll continue to do if we don't start taking things seriously.
I see Irma.
Producer, let's go to that caller. Mm-hmm. And then, look here,
what else you don't talk about?
Boy, I get plenty on this list. Good morning, caller.
I hear and I call back. I want you to know you're so right, because guess what? I always tell Wola not to get government into our business, Drumcanoe. Mm-hmm. And Wola doesn't own the Saxon. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the bunch of Saxon rushes for nothing. So they got to get themselves together. Okay?
Yes, sir.
We allow Wola to come in there to draw for us. That's how Wola got there. Mm-hmm. He met a group going on, which was us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And people got to know that. And government, they need to stop bending to government. Because there's a lot of youngsters, people in general, rush for nothing.
I got you, Bremen. Thank you, Bremen. Now, look here.
Everyone next. Want to read the text? Are you going?
Okay.
Yeah, say the ministry owns the rights to Drumcanoe, and Alive required a sponsor rights from the JCNP.
The ministry of what? Ministry of Tourism, eh?
I know ministry said
ministry
that.
Ministry of Sports and Culture. Youth Sports and Culture can't afford nothing. In fact, we have not authorized y'all to buy nothing since the stadium went from $10 million to $100 million. Mm-hmm. Is it the Ministry of Tourism? I think it is. And that sort of proves my point.
It can't
point.
Be Ministry of
I
Tourism.
I mean, it shouldn't be Ministry of Tourism, but they're the only one who have that type of spare
but
change.
They own Bay Street, right?
But yeah, but no.
Who
oh,
owns Bay
Lord,
Street?
Listen.
Ministry of Tourism.
Bremen, I've been informed off mic that I have to challenge your statement that we appreciate the historic context. And somebody say to me, but Wola make the Saxons what they are, right? And so the question is, like, is there a balance within these spaces? See, I already about to ask the question. Have the political class hijacked Drumcanoe? We got political class and lower upper class and upper middle class people masquerading as working class people and using Drumcanoe to build their own personal and professional credit.
I like to say big shout out to our Prime Minister Philip Rafe Davis for rushing with Roots. Not Roots, but with a scrap group name. That's Sting. He rushed with Sting and he looked good. And I'm glad to see that.
You have a photo of the Gaussian?
There's a picture online. He's shaking his
arms. Yeah. Don't require
it. You only have to pay his $100 and he could rush. I'm not sure that he's a member of the group. You pay $100 and you could rush. And it shows that our leaders believe there's a need to be a part of a Drumcanoe group in order to get political credence. I see, what the gentleman name?
Minis?
Rush.
Was in Saxon.
You know, the only person I don't know who never rushes for
Ingram. Do you see the
Ingram
numbers?
Didn't rush.
Do you see the numbers of people that actually flock to a Drumcanoe or Drumcanoe activists?
Ingram didn't rush.
It ain't large.
What's the leader of the
what?
Pintad? Pintad
has the largest group.
Pintad doesn't seem to have a Drumcanoe group either. But it seems as if you need to be a part of a Drumcanoe group.
Say what?
The Drumcanoe Society is one of the largest societies we have around.
But how come you all can't get the people to come out?
You asked me a question.
Out of 400,000 people, how many people want
to be? She asked me a question and I gave her the answer. We have more behaviors than you can. We can ask him.
We got a Drumcanoe expert.
You can ask him. You can ask him.
But that's a good question for you. Is the Drumcanoe community capturing sufficient numbers of Bahamians to warrant the energy spent?
I say that Bahamians don't even like Drumcanoe. And that's just me.
I disagree with you.
Antagonizing the bear, right?
I tell you what, they don't
and
like.
The reason,
like
reason, why
paper.
I say that, reason why I say that is the amount of persons who actually physically go to Drumcanoe is not even 1%, not even 0.25% of the Bahamian people.
In fact,
we watch it on TV.
The question,
you ain't got to go watch that.
This question about the people's rush cannot be attended to until we stare the facts in the face. Drumcanoe parade versus Drumcanoe practice. More and more people are going out to Drumcanoe practice. They are preferring that experience of Drumcanoe than the parade. And so the question about a people's rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you ask the question of the people's rush, look at the Drumcanoe practice. And will the people's rush produce what it is that people are going to Drumcanoe practice?
But I can already tell you that. The field of Drumcanoe and CA, you know yourself, when we used to go to Drumcanoe and Bay, there were limited seats where they had Rawson Square.
Yes.
And the rest used to be stand up and the cultural
and you felt
of
it.
Drumcanoe. You felt it.
You felt it.
Now you want to
sit down and can't
see. Yeah, you sit right down here and you can't move and all that.
I have this text.
Drumcanoe is rebellion.
The text says, good morning. Enjoy Drumcanoe and Rawson Square. Kennedy Campbell Morris is truly a Drumcanoe gem. She was lively. She was clearing the camera crew for every group and their choreographed section group. And I know she is Saxon's. I was entertained by Saxon Valley and One Family trash talking. I don't like trash talking person. That's just me because I don't. Yeah. I can't be teased. I take things personal. Yeah. Right? And I see that there is a complaint that there are too many, especially police officers walking up and down blocking the camera. Mm-hmm. There are too many group marshals walking up and down blocking the camera. There are too many people in general blocking the main Bay Street when people are trying to sit down, stand up, and watch
jumping
and be trying to find out where these extra bodies, where these extra cameramen and photographers. There's too many photographers on Bay. Too many photographers. They need to be sectioned. You have this 3 foot square feet. You can't go beyond that and give this other 3 foot. You can't get your good pictures right here. You can't get no pictures. But this constant blocking up and in the middle of the parade, there are 20 people standing up blocking parade. See, something got to happen.
Ministry of Tourism fault. We forget that we are the actors on the stage. We are responsible for the show. We always get caught up in the brilliance of the event and we get trapped watching the show when we're supposed to be behind the curtain, when we're supposed to be changing the lights, working on the audio, taking people to their seats. We're too busy watching the show that we are responsible for. And that's a part of it. The second part of it is there's too many people on B entirely. Right? The whole experience that they're trying to give us is hampered by the size of the groups itself.
Yes.
So the question of whether Junkanoo, the formal production, should move off of B to another venue, I say no. First of all, the historic element. It's like y'all forget what Junkanoo was. Junkanoo was the Africans telling the Europeans, you can't control us all the flipping time. I got very upset just I was channeling my ancestors. That's what it is. That's what it is.
So being on base is important.
Yeah, very
socially
important.
Socially
and historically and culturally, it's
and emotionally.
Yes,
it tells
and
a testament.
In fact, it's important right now as we go in through the port development.
Access
to Bay Street. The people who refuse to do anything with their property because they went waiting for, I just surmise. I allege that they're waiting for a better payout. Maybe they like sewerage and their hearts are attuned to it, right? But that's what it is. This is a contemporary issue that we dealing with. And so the answer is already painted out what the political class and the merchant class is prepared to do. They prepared to run the black people from Bay Street again.
When you say black, it's good. Congo Joe people too.
They black.
They black. Yeah, they are black. They're just light-skinned black people.
Yes. Phenotypically white.
I have another text here saying, why not pay the Junkanooers? They collect all this money. Where does it go? Please pay these hard-working Junkanoo members. Okay. Who should pay them?
Listen, God bless the Junkanooers. The critique today is not meant to diminish or destroy Junkanooers. It is to speak critically to those who are responsible for managing Junkanooers and Junkanoo. Junkanooers, JCNP, the Junkanoo community, they have enough resources, energy, and people to turn what they do into cash. They can do it.
There's a problem.
No, it's not that they is the problem. They negotiate with the government. The government give them land. The people didn't burn the land down. We didn't fight them over the land. What are you going to do with the land? You going to turn it into offices so you could sit in AC all day? Are you going to use the land to create income generating mechanisms to support the growth and the preservation of Junkanoo and to support the Junkanooers themselves?
You're saying you're saying similar to a museum, and then we are now exporting the costume.
And not just a museum, a center where people could come in and pay to interact. People could come in and pay to get a piece with a provenance and take it home with them.
Aaron,
yeah.
I hear you saying that, right? And you're blaming the owners of Bay Street.
The managers.
Right? But my thing is, at one point in time, we, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, yeah. 60s, late 60s, 70s, they realized that the Bay Street merchants were controlling commerce. So they decided to make another, in quotes, another Bay Street on Wolf Road, where they brought black owners to own Wolf Road.
And I hear that story differently.
Why can't we do the same thing?
Hold on, but I heard that story differently. I heard that Pindling and others were demanding that blacks have access to Bay Street.
We're still demanding that now.
And demanding that musicians have access to the hotel.
We still demand that now.
Still demanding that.
And what happened was an agreement was made. This is what I was told. An agreement was made. And the Bay Street boys say, okay, y'all can come over the hill once you let us over the other side of the hill.
Oh. But they have that now too. They're all
exactly.
in Jamaica room.
They still have everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, next text says, good morning. Congratulations to the Warriors. They were awesome. But Aaron, is it unfair that only the government and even the Point and the other parking venues make all the money? The Junkanoos who sacrifice their salary all year round make pennies. When will they win?
Dear Texter, look here. First of all, I thought we was going to ask who have all the seats. Who bought all the seats? Where are all the unused tickets?
I still say the PLP bought all the seats.
But you are right. But it's up to the JCNP and the Junkanoo community to organize themselves. That's the first thing. I had a friend on the postponed day who turned around because they spent an hour looking for parking, didn't go. They had tickets. They didn't go because they couldn't find anywhere to park. Mm-hmm. How is that? What do you all mean? Why isn't the Junkanoo community, like you want to claim exclusivity for Junkanoo nights, Junkanoo community members sponsored the taxi drivers associated with them. They work with companies, transportation service. Somebody had a Junkanoo concierge service, mm-hmm. Junkanoo concierge service, designated driver service. There's so many services and mechanisms you could have been employing and operating to generate money. The tourists are coming. Man, the managers, and it extends to the labor conversation. Who is responsible for helping Bahamians turn their skills into jobs and their jobs into industry? I bet you they were sitting in one of them nice booths on Rawson Square.
Yeah. As another text says, as a Bahamian, we don't want no plastic. That is taking Junkanoo somewhere other than the true Bahamian culture already. There's already too many feathers.
Too many bubbles. I'm not saying that we can't transition towards a carnival style aesthetic. What we're saying is you should not be hampered by the rain. Whatever you produce, you live in a subtropical zone. You live in rainy town.
Aaron, the fun of it is that whether it's rain, snow, sleet, whatever it is,
yeah.
Junkanooers go downtown and perform. It doesn't matter what element's happening.
So who postponed Junkanoo?
Who postponed Junkanoo?
Who called for the postponement of Junkanoo?
Maybe Basil.
Basil?
Okay.
Junkanoo was called for the postponement. And see, I get it. I'm not diminishing the work that they do. That's too much money to be destroyed in 5 minutes of rain. Get that. We need to shift the way that we're doing. We have to adapt to our environment. Junkanooers think they don't have to adapt to climate change. Everybody got to adapt to climate change. I got to pay tax for climate change. But Junkanooers don't have to adapt.
So come January 1, when there is the next parade.
Yeah.
We know traditionally it's not really very well attended.
Yeah.
Those who attend Boxer Day don't attend.
New Year's Day is the biggest parade, New Year's Day.
But it's the smallest amount in terms of watching. There's the beaches be empty. You go there now and sit
right,
for free.
Right after the church during the New Year's time is traditionally where persons go to church. After that, the pastor says a new day.
But everybody we have and their concluded children go downtown. That it's poorly attended. Something is wrong. Why it's poorly attended?
Because it costs too much money.
Okay.
In the grand scheme of things, it costs too much.
Look at this New Year's Eve, and you tell me what you think about it.
We will look and see if it's going to be poorly attended.
Listen, it's the thing. I'm almost at the end of my hour, so I want to do two things. I want to say this. I'm going to need people to stop blaming the consumer and the service provider because you weren't prepared for the service you're supposed to be providing. Okay? Stop blaming us and then penalizing us because you were unable to provide the service that you advertise. And the next time I hear somebody, so we're just learning, it's 2022, this is the first time we ever use the automated ticket system, and we can learn. Listen,
okay,
learners get learners pay.
We're going to take a commercial break now. Let's take a commercial break, even though we're going to go, we only have 3 more minutes. But take a commercial break. If we come back, we'll conclude.
Yeah,
we'll
come back.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's go.
Important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're joining us on the clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup. Last one for the year. Gentlemen, I get excited. I like this man. You say dictator, I say secretary. I love it. Okay, so Junkanoo.
Okay. Now, when I want to read this text. Say, colors have been dominating the B division. They need to be moved to the A division. I agree. Because at one point in time, now, people don't give up.
See, but this is it. First of all, why do you assume that every group in the B division is only there waiting for access to the A division?
They dominating that category, and it's getting unfair to everyone else. You know, every time you win, I mean, give me a chance to win something.
Is it because of access to greater resources? Is it access to greater time?
They just winning too much.
Well, if they're dominating the spot like that, they should move up. And let's see what they do there.
Yeah. They won't move. They won't dominate. Say, no, man. That's the idea. There are other junior groups who should have deserve a
time. They like winning. They like having easy competitions. What you saying? No, good.
Anyway.
So stay right there. You got challenges. So, colors.
Next thing is Mr. Vaughn, Aubrey, and Dawn. Close out the ZNS Junkanoo show by standing in the middle of the Rawson Square for 15 minutes, totally oblivious to the fact that they were blocking a very frustrated Junkanoo group behind them from rushing. So hopefully they get to rectify.
Hold on.
But go ahead.
Because Junkanooers don't care about giving us gaps. Y'all don't seem to care about 20-minute and 30-minute gaps on the parade route. Why are you upset about a gap now? I mean, that was a little tongue-in-cheek, but the same thing applies, right? You got to get the management of the parade down, and who does the parade belong to?
Mm-hmm. They're on top of my show. I want to know the two things each one of you recommend to improve Junkanoo and what goes good or goes right about Junkanoo. But we're right on the time, and I'm going to do that on top of the other show.
Yeah.
But you conclude because you're at the end now. Go ahead.
But listen, I just want to say I got a list of top stories for the next segment.
Yes.
Yeah. And we can get to them. Don't watch nothing. Let's end it here. Cinco the bird.
Lord have mercy.
Listen, what is the name of this bird? Is it the Saxon's bird? I heard that a young person made the bird.
Say, Kermit, paste the bird.
That Kermit?
That Kermit out there, he paced the bird. Cinco.
Anyway, I want to know why y'all making fun of this bird. This bird look like the only 99% crepe paper costume on Bay Street.
Kermit is do a lot of pacing.
They say he from Auckland.
That's a good bird then. That's a good garland.
That's a back of dog.
Was it a garland?
No, they say he lives in the Cascarilla tree.
That's okay.
You don't know nothing about Auckland. Anyway. Don't stop making fun of my friend Cinco the bird. To whoever made that bird, it was beautiful. Don't mind these Bahamian people. They can't even pace a thought together as good as you pace that bird. You guys have a great day. If you can't stay tuned for the next hour, we'll be right back. Bird is a winner,